The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host. We have a great show lined up. I've got some surprises for you, too, at the end, so stand by. But what I'm going to do today, we're going to bring on a couple guests, and we'll talk about Magna first. But I always like to bring on other types of investors, other types of scenarios. We're going to bring on someone I met a long time ago over at Forbes. We're going to bring on John Dobitz, who writes the Forbes Dividend newsletter. And with folks out here still stuck at 0% in the bank, you know, that might provide a real good option, some dividends with some potential upside. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to bring on one of a gentleman that I use his data in what I do, and we're going to bring on Carlos Diaz, who's got some exciting news about his market-graded data and something that's coming up as soon as next week with Barron's. So we have some of the top guys again, Forbes, Barron's, all the right types of groups here. We don't want to be the one that's saying that this is how you invest and this is what you should do. For 7, it might even be 8 years now on air, we brought in other types of investors, other types of strategies, so that rather than just talk about Magnet, you could have a feel for maybe what works best for you. The only thing that we know doesn't work is confusion, hiding in the bank, hiding in the money market, hiding at 0%, waiting for actual good news to come out. Because folks, you know, Magnet is a mathematical model where we use 19 different variables to evaluate companies, not because we like the industry or not because we like the name or anything like that. We're interested in cash flow, profit margins, revenue growth, things that actually you would be interested if you were a business owner. So this is really what the focus is all about, but I think that the key is so many people are confused and they wait for good news and they wait for other people to feel comfortable because somehow they feel comfortable in a crowd. And investing in a crowd will get you nowhere. That's the main point here is I go back on some CNBC shows back around 08. And I remember this guy screaming and shouting why things were falling apart, why this time it's different. Well, look, the market is more than doubled since then. Magnet stocks have way more than doubled, you know, even, you know, the market's done. So it's been kind of miraculous. And in fact, as this month comes to a close, I still like to watch the names that AAII, the American Association of Individual Investors, who got my first book. And folks, if you haven't even got my first book, Magnet Investing, we actually put the formula in there. You know, we weren't trying to hide anything. What I do, frankly, is I think so hard to emulate that we want to give you the clues. We don't want this to be a black box. We want you to literally understand what I'm doing. And if you could do it yourself, you have the time, that's great. If we can help you, by the way, in any way, just call us directly, 914-358-5588. In fact, the editor and the owner, if you will, of the Stock Traders Almanac, one of my very favorite publications, is sitting right by the phone, 914-358-5588. 358-5588. Call up, say hi to Jeff, see what we could do. Maybe we could score your portfolio out, your stocks, based on the Magnet scores. And folks, Magnet Simple continues to be ranked the single number one quantitative screen by AAII over, I think, the last 5 and 10 years now for really any active manager. There's our computers that are on there that don't manage money, and interestingly enough, a couple of those even have a higher return than Magnet, maybe even furthering the understanding why unemotional screening works, why it actually allows you to unemotionally wade through what's going on, not because you think this is going to happen or you hope this is going to happen, because it's actually happening. So if someone asks me, you know, what the weather is, I could either go on to whatever, weather.com or some sort of app, or I could put my head out the window and see what's going on and feel what's going on. So the two things that we're doing at Magnet, number one, we have a model that ranks companies, obviously. That's what everyone knows us for. But even more important, we're versed in what actually is happening. So a lot of folks would have told you by this time this bull market would be over, or by this time you should be in cash, or whatever, you know, someone might hope, think. By this point, they're still looking to see if North Korea is blasting any bombs. Maybe they're even still thinking about Enron, or who knows. We're doing something a little more simple. We're asking the questions, is the advanced decline line going up or down? Meaning the number of stocks going up every day versus the number of stocks going down. The number of companies making new highs versus companies making new lows. But this is what's called the internals of the market. And interestingly enough, folks, the internals of the market couldn't be any better. And you know what, folks? The internals stayed strong through the largest ever earthquake in Japan, where people were really talking about nuclear global meltdown. The internals actually stayed strong. This is continues to be the single most unloved bull market that I could ever remember. And again, I think that what's happened here, psychology plays a tremendous role in investing. We went through a decade where there were two 50% declines in the overall market, two of them in one decade. Well, that never happened before. And so maybe rightfully so, maybe it's the Enrons, it's the WorldComs, it's the liars and cheaters and the perp walkers and the way Wall Street destroyed trust, but what I find right now, the human psyche is so damaged, so fearful, so afraid of the next shoe dropping, that basically any noise, dim, loud, any sound, any sight, people think this is the top of the market. And again, when you see that kind of reaction, when you feel those kind of reactions, you just know we have a longer way to go. Now, one of the things I'll do is I'm going to write a little piece maybe tonight. I was talking about something last night, and someone asked me to write on this. Look, here's a bottom line. Let's just take a look at an individual company. You can look at a host of them, but say right now you have a stock that's yielding 3%. Companies are going in and borrowing billions of dollars, billions, even though they have cash on hand already. But, folks, I would borrow $1 billion, too, if you lent it to me at 1%. At 1%, I want all the money I can get my hands on because I could figure out what to do with this. So these companies turn around, issue bonds that, by the way, let's just look at the Apple bond. $57 million in fees were generated by Wall Street to issue a bond that was oversubscribed to 3-to-1 and yields basically nothing. Well, Apple turns around, use those proceeds, first of all, the $57 million, whether we like it or not, whether Wall Street admits it or not, that's going to buy them a lot of quiet, positive research, you know, that lie, if you will, that the Chinese wall where investment banking and research is separated, still a lot of nonsense, okay? But anyway, they take that money, start buying back stock, taking stock out of the market. They're yielding 3% on what they're buying, so they're making money on the 1% that they're borrowing at. Then they go out and buy other companies that are growing at 10 and 15 and 20%. Frankly, the magnet stocks that are growing a little bit faster. Great acquisition candidates for these larger companies that are growing a little slower. And folks, I think what you might even hear next year, you'll start to hear things about the supply of stocks is shrinking. There's not even enough stock out there. These are the kind of changes that take place near the top of a bull market. We're not hearing about shortages of stocks quite yet. But let me tell you another thing we're also not hearing about. How much press has gotten the fact that California now has a $1 billion budget surplus this year? How much press has it gotten that the U.S. federal deficit has already been cut by more than 50% for the year? And there are a lot of folks right now even predicting that the annual budget deficit next year disappears. That's right, disappears. All you need is higher tax collections, a little estimate, not even real, but an estimate of growth of the economy. Folks, remember, I cut my teeth. My first job out of graduate school was working at the Office of Management and Budget for New York City, so I know how these games work, and they're games. So what happens when you wake up in 2 years from now and the Dow's 19,000 and you're hearing about a shortage of stocks, a budget surplus, Goldilocks, and hey, maybe even peace breaks out somewhere? The point is, when that happens, the valuations will already be much higher. There's an expression on Wall Street that you pay a dear price for a rosy scenario. Okay? When things just feel good and look good and there's no more wall of worry to climb over, you could pretty much guess you're coming up to a short-term top. What I can tell you now is that the individual investor, the individual who's sitting there, who got scared out of the market in 08 and 09, is still sitting there saying, yeah, but there's big problems, but. And they're watching as the market is ringing up newer and fresher and stronger highs. Not only fresher highs, but on an advancing decline line, an advanced decline line. Folks, this is a strong market. Where it ends, I don't really know. I don't think anybody knows that. But what I do know is we've got the instincts and the power to simply stay grounded in what is happening, not what we think is happening or what we hope is happening or we wish would happen or our graduate degree in economics thinks it should happen because. More importantly, folks, is stick your head out the window and ask yourself what's going on. When you see what's going on, and then if you can go a little bit further and use some screens, and we'll talk to two folks coming up right now who use some quantitative screens to isolate maybe even better than market ideas. Well, folks, it may not be for everybody. Maybe you just need to be in a mutual fund, low-cost index and dollar-cost average, and don't even think about the market. Or maybe you want a process like Magnet to help you, or you need another process. But 914-358-5588 will get you a complimentary score of your own portfolio, what's in it, and maybe even some of the top-ranked stocks in the sectors you might be interested. So let's take a look at that. In the meantime, we'll come up across a break here right now. We're going to bring on John Dobitz, and John writes the Forbes Dividend newsletter. Folks, anyone looking for a little extra income who doesn't really want to be taking, say, the risk some other sectors offer, maybe some high dividend growth plays make some sense. Let's see if some ideas work out. And then the bottom of the hour, I think you're in for a treat. We're going to bring on market graders, Carlos Diaz, who's got his own announcements to make. We're happy to have him on and sharing his good news. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing right after this.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Do you want to know what's really going on these days? Well, Capital Thinking takes you inside the worlds of policy, politics, law, and business. What happens in Washington, on Wall Street, and in our nation's legal system impacts your business every day. We're taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of all of it. Each week, we bring you unfiltered conversation with a variety of influential policymakers, lawyers, and business leaders. I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm your host as Capital Thinking tours the halls of power. Join me for Capital Thinking on the Voice America Business Network each Thursday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
All right, and welcome back to Magnet Investing. And we have right now on John Dobitz, one of the good guys actually in the business, a guy I've met close to 10 years ago. He's the editor of the Forbes Dividend Investor. John, we met each other a bunch of years ago. What I'd love to do is we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of what the Forbes Dividend Investor offers. First, why don't you maybe share, I know you've been with Forbes a while, why don't you share maybe your background and we'll jump into what you're doing with the newsletter.
Sure thing, Jordan. It was a good, it's been, let's see, probably about 2005 or so maybe I met you, so it's about 8 years, close to a decade. I remember Magnet Investing back then, and it's good to reconnect. Yeah, I've been at Forbes since 2001, February, late February. It precedes my son's birth by about 6 months, and 9/11 and all that stuff too. So I work for a guy named Matt Schiffer in there. He runs the investing section. I'm his deputy, and so I edit a bunch of blogs, a lot of contributors that send in pieces. You were one of those guys for a while. We need something more from you lately.
Well, I appreciate that.
But guys like, you know, other newsletter type guys or sharp people on Wall Street or people in Nebraska or whoever, you know, there's a lot of smart people out there. So I'm editor of a lot of those incoming columns from people. And I edit I'm doing a Martin Sosnoff column right now. He's been writing since the 1970s.
Wow.
For Forbes. He fought in Korea. He was like one of the first guys to run a hedge fund. So, and Forbes Dividend Investor, we launched it last July. It started out as a daily pick service of good dividend stocks to buy now. And you know what it's like to pick a stock. You agonize for a while. You don't want to give people junk. So, you know, but we did 140 until February, and then now we cut it back to 2 because you just can't go at it at that pace and find good stuff after, you know, 6 months.
Right. And you know what? I've gone through the newsletter itself, and, you know, look, so here's where we're at. We know people are stuck with the folks. You know, the banks anywhere are paying next to nothing. Bonds are paying next to nothing. So when you're looking at dividend stocks, I think one of the things that, remember, I work on screens. So I noticed, in fact, you have some interesting screens. You're not only looking for the highest dividend, but you're also looking, it looks to me like you're looking at a value approach to the stock market and then finds the ones with the higher dividends.
You nailed it, man. It's exactly that. I look at seven things. The most important to me, I mean, dividend yield and dividend coverage are, you know, coverage is more important than the yield itself. You want to see something that's more than the market, which is not much now, right? 2% on the S&P 500.
Right.
Which coincidentally is the same yield you're getting, actually a couple days ago anyway, on the 10-year. Now it's up to whatever, 2.2, 2.15.
Who would hit for shortly?
And that thing's been chugging higher. We'll talk a little bit more about the implications of those rising rates, too, and some of the blood that's been spilled on Wall Street in the last few days, too, over that. But yeah, I mean, so I look for things that trade at a discount to their average over the past 5 years on price to book value, price to earnings, and price to sales. Like Meatloaf said, you know, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. So you don't need the triple there, but you need substantial discounts. In at least 2 of those, you know?
Right. And I noticed that value slant, which I love. Don't gloss over something. You mentioned something. Maybe we ought to discuss it. You mentioned coverage. Talk about what coverage is, because I think some people yield stretch.
Yeah.
And they don't know what that means.
Coverage. Okay, so right. Yeah, you see a big fat yield. Oh, 12% yield. You jump into it. You think, hey, man, I'll be collecting $1,200 for every $1,000, you know, $10,000 I invest every year. No. Not necessarily. Look at the company's earnings per share. Dividend coverage ratio is computed by dividing the dividends per share dished out on an annual basis. Let's say they're $1, and then the earnings per share in the denominator there. So if it's earning $2 per share and it's paying out $1 per share in dividends, you can be fairly confident if those earnings aren't too volatile. You might want to look at like a 10-year average of PE ratios to see where it stands relative to that, just to see if you're looking at it. Because we've come out of a recession. A lot of companies have, you know, a lot of up and down in the last 3 years. So you got to be looking at, look back at 5 years, you know, of top line growth. If you see some weird stuff and just a, you know, falling off a cliff on the top line, something's up. You know, they're going to have trouble in the future. And then you want to look at operating cash flow and free cash flow. I don't want to get too geeked out, but, you know, Yahoo Finance has it. You want to see at least, you must demand positive operating cash flow. Otherwise, how is this company going to kick out any cash, right?
And if they're paying more in dividend than they're earning, you know a dividend cut is coming. And then if the people are there just for the dividend, well, those people are going to, you know, try to beat you out the door when the dividend gets cut. So I think you're hitting on the right things. Look, if you could buy companies at a good value with great coverage and their dividend is way better than what you can get in the bank, you know, there's a possibility for upside and not only the dividend you receive, but, John, this is not a bond that matures at zero. Hopefully you get some capital appreciation. Let me ask
that's a great point right now, because a 10-year yield is what you get from holding the S&P 500 index right now. But after 10 years, you're paid back by the government, hopefully, in some kind of currency. But after 10 years, you're still going to own the productive earnings capacity of all those companies. You're going to own the stock, okay? But you've already collected the dividend. So, yeah, mind you, the Fed is not going to be this easy with money forever. So that point at which the investors want to stampede out of income-producing stuff will come. But as you know, like with bonds, there's duration. You don't really call it, I guess, duration with stocks. But the measure of sensitivity to interest rate moves, like utility stocks, will get clobbered, right? Because people go to them for yield. They don't grow. They just serve like a geographic area with power. So they're more like a bond. So they're going to get smacked hard.
Right. Let me ask you this question, because it came up right before we came on air. But, you know, a lot of these there's some securities out there that are tied to high-yield bonds, and I don't know how they're actually doing it, but these have these big, fat, juicy yields, and they seem to be coming under pressure in the last couple of days. I think they're a different bird than what you have in your newsletter.
Yeah, I mean, the junk bond indexes you're talking about, like the HYG and the JNK, those things that I know, like right now you're getting a yield less than 5%, okay, on junk paper, on corporate less than investment grade bonds, and that's low. Okay,
that sounds like a tough spot to be. Let me ask you this too, because we're going to come up on the bottom of the hour. Okay, so
we can do another one if you want. I
do want to do another one. I'll do another one another time. I realize I have a guest coming on at the bottom of the hour. Here's what I want to ask: if the listeners here want to get this newsletter, or I know there's a host of newsletters over the, you know, under the Forbes umbrella, Let's talk about some websites, some phone numbers.
Really easy on that one, Jordan. That's Forbes.com.
Where do they get started with this information? How do they find it?
Forbes.com/dividend. That's just Forbes.com/dividend. You can sign up for the trial 30-day free of the newsletter. You can also, which comes, by the way, on twice a week with the fresh pick, right? And then on Fridays, the weekly wrap with stocks. I have a 10%, this is very important too. Always use a 10% trailing stop. It's a great BS detector. It gets you out of trouble early, okay? When the cops show up, leave. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
but
the top 25, I put in the most attractive 25
model,
stocks to buy
but
for new money.
You can't allow any one component in your portfolio to be the boogeyman.
You gotta be the bad cop. You've just gotta say, sorry, you misbehaved. We'll talk to you in a period of time when things change, you know? We did that with Apple. We did that with Questcor. And I'm damn happy that we did. We got out of Apple at 417, recommended originally at 420, didn't lose much there, but now it's at what? It's very volatile, but it's about 445 now.
Right. Let's also talk about this because you mentioned it, you know, the psychology of the market. I think that, you know, what I'm still finding anyway, you know, we're talking about new highs. A lot of the individual investors still are spooked by the market. You know, maybe they're sitting at sub 1% in the bank. And I think that what you're doing there, John, is probably allowing the screens you're using. We know these companies are now trading at a discount to what they used to. I mean, talk to me a little bit about how to, you know, use this to maybe get the psychology and the fear away from you a little bit.
Well, I mean, it does. It looks at, I mean, these are like looking at gauges on an airplane, whether you're in trouble and you better do something or if, like, it's good to fly into, you know. If you see something usually trades at, you know, 20 times earnings and it's only trading at 10, you know, it doesn't mean the stock's going to double, but it means that it's pretty far away from what it has earned over what it's been valued at over the past 5 years. I think you want to look at if you look at one measure, Ken Fisher likes this one too, and so did his father, Phil Fisher, the price to sales ratio. Sales are the hardest thing to fake, you know, that's just raw money coming in the door. Right. You can mess with earnings, you can even mess with cash flows, but if you can get a good price to free cash flow or price to operating cash flow ratio. Also, insider selling. That's so huge. You know, if you see a bunch of people that sell, my gauge is, what did Kobe Bryant do? He bought his wife a $5 million ring after he got busted in Denver for whatever he got busted for over there. Most people aren't in Kobe's scale. But if somebody's selling more than $100,000 worth of stock, and it's a director or a top five officer, something's up, right? And if four or five are doing it, something's up.
Slew of them. Listen, I think looking for those clues, like you're polishing the stones is what I call it, you know, really getting your ideas, but then looking for any kind of clue that can sink your boat. And I think, by the way, you know, when you touch on price to sales, that's one of the key spots in the valuation within Magnet Investing. So I think you hit it right on the head. And there's all kinds of confusion. Let's remind everyone, too, John, that all stocks are risky and that you have to watch that portfolio. But I saw in your newsletter you track your prior picks. You hold yourself accountable. You do all the things, frankly, that
Scotty
I think
DiCarlo
you need
compares
to be a professional.
Me to the S&P 500. If you bought the SPY every time I told you to buy a pick, and we're up to 176 picks. If you bought my stuff every time, and nobody's bought every one, but if you did, you'd be up 20.2%. Since July 11th. If you bought the S&P every day, you'd be up 15.1. And our average yield to cost is 5.72%, and you're getting 1.98 yield now on the S&P 500.
So what you're doing, you're probably taking less risk. You're outperforming. John, this is why I wanted you on the show, and I'm going to
I'll come back anytime, man.
I'm going to participate more with you and Fox. I'll have you on more. I think this is a great segment. Once again, it's Forbes.com/dividends.
Just one word. Yeah, dividend. Forbes.com/dividend.
Okay, fantastic. John, listen, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us. Continued success with the Forbes Dividend Investor and everything else you're doing. Your son, your everything.
Yeah, you're
one of the good guys on Wall Street. Thanks so much for the time today.
Jordan. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you, man.
All righty. We'll see you soon. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here right now. We're going to bring on Carlos Diaz, who actually runs a service that I use. Again, I love outside data. It helps me look at things from different angles. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right after this.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
The way we do banking today continues to evolve. No longer is it just brick-and-mortar locations or traditional bankers' hours. Today, banking is 24/7. It's in the home. It's on the go. It's digital. Tune in to Breaking Banks with Brett King for a look at how traditional banking as we know it has changed due to a loss of trust, changing economic conditions and consumer behavior, government involvement, and, of course, technology. What does it all mean? Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. And now it's a real treat for me to bring on Carlos Diaz. And Carlos is the founder of Market Greater. And before I go any further, Carlos, let me just bring you on and say thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, Jordan.
All right. So, Carlos, let me kind of preview the segment by sharing. I use my own data to create a magnet score, but I use all kinds of other services, folks, to see what other people are able to glean and what their data looks like. And Market Greater is something I've used for several years already. I think what Carlos has done with this is absolutely fantastic, and what I'd like you to do, Carlos, is maybe explain a little bit more about yourself, maybe what Market Greater is, and I know there's a very exciting announcement you have for us that I want you to share on air, but first talk a little bit about yourself and what Market Greater offers to an individual investor or a portfolio manager.
Sure, thank you. We started Market Greater almost 14 years ago, and essentially it's a stock rating service. We cover about 6,000 stocks, essentially everything listed in the major North American exchanges. That includes Canada and the U.S. And we issue a rating from 0 to 100 for every stock we follow. Currently about 15% of the stocks in our universe are rated buy, and about 65% or so are rated sell with balance rated hold. So, you know, it's a very rigorous and very strict rating system. The underlying ratings are based on four key categories that we look at on a daily basis for every company we follow: growth, value, profitability, and cash flow. And each one of these has six indicators. Everything's ranked and rated by Market Greater. Our clients get to see it on our website. Some of our institutional clients get dedicated data feeds or PDF reports on the companies we follow. But basically, it gives you a very clear view of a company's underlying financial health that's summarized succinctly and very conveniently in a final numerical score and a buy, hold, or sell rating. So that's essentially the gist of Market Greater. That's what we've done for, like I said, almost 14 years. And then we built a series of indexes or model portfolios on the back of this rating system, and they've done very well over the years.
Right. Well, they've done really well over the years, and sometimes, you know, you could judge a business person, you judge a person by the company that they keep. And so when I first saw your name in Barron's and what you were doing with them, I was impressed, but I got increasingly impressed as I used your actual market grader. I actually have a spreadsheet where you'd be very happy to see, you know, one of the columns is market grader. I want to know what you guys think about stocks that we're looking at. But why don't you share, if you will, your relationship with the index, with Barron's, and what's happening right now for you?
Sure. We have a long-standing relationship with Barron's on a number of fronts. We provide some of our data to their clients, mostly on their website. There's a section within Barron's called Stock Grader where we provide some stock picks on a weekly basis, and they use some of our data, and some of their subscribers have access to it on the Barron's.com website. That started around 2005 or so. In addition to that, we have partnered in the development of a broad index called the Barron's 400 Index. We actually jointly developed the Barron's 400. It was an effort that started between Dow Jones Indexes at the time, Barron's, and Market Grader. The Barron's 400 essentially has the top 400 stocks in our system. It's rebalanced semi-annually. It's equally weighted. All the methodology was essentially vetted by Barron's because they favor, some of their editors and writers favor some of the same metrics that we use when analyzing companies from a fundamental perspective. So the 400 top stocks in Market Grader get selected to this index that is picked twice a year in March and September. We also apply a series of rules around the selected components to ensure that they have enough liquidity, that they have a certain market cap, and we also make sure that they're not, that the index is not overly tilted to one sector or another so that there's plenty of diversification. And essentially that's it. The index has been, Barron's introduced it on the cover of their magazine in September 2007, and it's been published and tracked on a regular basis since then. You can see it quoted on the Wall Street Journal daily, on Barron's, of course, Bloomberg, or some of the online financial portals.
So let me ask you a pretty easy question. How's it done?
It's done great. I mean, it's done. I think it's important to look at the performance on a long-term basis. Obviously, it tracks the market relatively closely. However, if you look at it on an annualized basis, it has beaten the Dow Jones Total Stock Market Index, which we think is the best benchmark of the overall market. Of course, it has beaten it by about 5 percentage points per year. Over the last 10 years.
Right. And so that's become a 500 basis points, I mean, just to put into perspective, where a lot of people try to eke out 1 or 2% over the market, people are really heroes, right?
Right. So, I mean, it's clear, it's important to make clear that the index is not intended to be a benchmark, but rather to complement the benchmarks. We're not benchmarking any part of the market. A benchmark essentially gives you exposure either to the overall market or to a segment of the market. We're basically giving our clients or investors in the index, people who follow the index, access to what we think are the most promising stocks in the country based on their underlying performance. So, yes, the performance has been strong. We measure it also against the S&P, the Dow, and, you know, the results are pretty much very strong across the board, whether
right.
it's on an annualized
so
basis.
Let me kind of jump in here and say that, you know, I really do appreciate you being modest and talking about thinking long term. But, you know, for me, intellectually, if I look at something maybe like the S&P 500 and I eliminate companies that have slower growth and more debt and the cash flow is weaker, and I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that the 400 that are left standing are actually going to be better companies. People talk about the stock market as a gamble. I think what you're doing, and the reason I'm so warm to it, Carlos, is it's what I do. You're screening for the best companies. You can compare them side by side. Now, what I do is I'll take it maybe all the way down to 30 companies. The performance might even be higher, but I think what you're looking to do is not capture the highest return, but a more diversified product that also gives you the, maybe the diversification of a broader index. But certainly, Klaus, I can't think of a five-year period where what you're doing should ever really underperform the index.
I agree with that, and I would follow up by saying that, in essence, you're playing also the law of averages, because when you have a selection that is as broad as 400 companies, and when you arrive at the breakdown of the index, if you look at it on a sector-by-sector basis from a bottom-up approach where you select the best companies, be it in energy or technology or consumer discretionary, based on the underlying strength of the components, it's a lot different than coming at it from a top-down and saying, okay, we're going to place an active bet on energy this year or what have
right.
you. And yes, like you said, it's proven to do very well. And a five-year basis, like you mentioned, is a good way of looking at it, you know, in rolling periods. As of last night, the cumulative return of the Barron's 400 for the last 5 years is almost 38% versus about 18% for the S&P 500.
Right, and it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I just use this as an example. When people say the stock market is a gamble, those are people who don't have the tools that you and I have, where we could sit companies side by side, and if a company, if all else is equal, one company's revenues are growing a double, or one company's valuation's half, and their revenues and earnings are the same, well, look, it's very obvious that quantitative measures will work over time. That doesn't mean they work every day, every week, or every month. So I really do love and appreciate your long-term approach here, Carlos. One thing I'd like to do, your website, you make it really, really easy, but if there's some listeners out there that want to try what your services, I don't know if there's trials at all, but share your website, your phone number, and where people could find out more about what you're doing, because it's a service. Fully disclosed, folks, I use it myself. I think it's a great service. So share the information if people want to take a look at it.
Absolutely. The website is marketgrader.com. We do offer a two-week free trial. It's a no-hassle free trial, so anyone can just sign up. And if they don't like it after 2 weeks, they can just cancel and no questions asked. Our number, if they want to speak to us and have any questions for us, is 888-529-1767. And they can also reach us by email to research@marketgrader.com. Also, when you go on the website, you know, you'll find plenty of information about MarketGrader, how it works, how the methodology works, and actually also a lot of information on the Barron's 400. We have a whole section in the free part of the website dedicated to the Barron's 400, which we've been, you know, supporting pretty strongly the last few weeks as we get ready to announce an upcoming product based on the 400.
Right. Well, it's fantastic. I think, is it too early to announce it today, right now?
No, we can talk about it.
Because we only got a minute left in the segment. What I want you to do is maybe wrap up, because I'm really, really excited for you. I know every time they use Magnet in another product, I have a lot of pride for what I put in. Share real quickly before we go to break, Carlos, what's going to be announced next week to the general public.
Next week, ALPS, an ETF sponsor, is going to announce the launch of the Barron's 400 ETF, which has been a long time in the making. So I think the ticker of the ETF is going to be BFOR. Obviously, we'll be fully supportive of their launch from the index perspective. So a lot of their clients will come to us to look for information on the index, and I encourage people to do so on our website, like I described before.
Fantastic. Well, Carlos, listen, let me once again, businessman to businessman, congratulations on everything you're doing. I love to highlight successful and great people on the show. So congratulations on the Barron's 400 product coming out on the Market Grader. Folks, give Carlos's group a try if it makes sense, if this is something you have time for. And from sunny Miami, Carlos, thanks for joining us today. We're a little warmer up here in New Jersey than even you. Great segment, and again, congratulations on the efforts and continue great work.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Really my pleasure. Folks, we got to take a quick break here right now. I love that segment. It's a product that I actually use. Great to have folks on in that vein. So let's take a real quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing right after this.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Today's business marketplace is becoming increasingly global thanks to technologies that didn't even exist a few short years ago. Your business might be a startup, or you might be one of the global 500. Either way, you're probably looking at customers and competitors in faraway regions. Listen for Global Reach with host Tay Revez as she brings together experts, ideas, and listeners to help you anywhere in the world. Global Reach is broadcast every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing. And folks, I want to actually expand a little bit on those two segments because I think that they're both intended to go in the same direction, just different strategies, if you will. So the point here is so many people who don't have experience with the market say, well, you know, stock market, it's a gamble. You know, it's always a gamble. Well, folks, I'm not sure it's all that much of a gamble. If you were able to, say, go into your whatever town you live in, whatever city you're in, you go into the very, very busiest store, most profitable store in your town, wouldn't you want to be a part owner in it? I mean, what would be the gamble in that? You know, so I think one of the problems is if you don't know what you're buying or don't know what you're owning or don't have a way of really evaluating companies, the stock market could be an extraordinarily intimidating place, and I could understand why a lot of people just never get involved with it. Well, my whole point is that the individual investor has a significant advantage over larger institutions. There's less money to put to work, less difficult to move your money when you'd like to move that money. But the point is, what if you were looking to go cross-country on a cross-country hike and there was 100 people in front of you and 30 of them were absolutely grossly, obesely overweight? You know they're not going to be able to keep up with the group the same way. It's just an obvious way of evaluating a hiker. Well, when you go into public companies, the real questions are things like how much revenues do they do? Do they increase their revenues? Are their profit margins increasing or decreasing? Is their cash flow increasing or decreasing? And the more effort you put into it, and all I've done here so far is maybe 25 years of dedicating my entire life to building this system. I'm incredibly proud that the largest investor website in the country ranks it as number one of any public money manager in the country for 5 and 10 years. It's probably not an accident. By the way, with a disclaimer, I do not manage any money for them. I actually believe my returns are higher than what they're showing. But they, all they did is get a copy of my very first book, and they're using the model. Folks, you could do the same thing, or if you don't have time, what I could say is my, since the first book and the last book that came out I wrote, The Magnet Method, I've undergone an incredible personal growth in the market. We can help you directly with your money. All I ask, don't get intimidated, folks. Just because we do a lot of TV, we write a lot of articles, that doesn't mean we're not approachable. What I love to share is I grew up in a bedroom with my two brothers in Manhattan. We came from a very middle-class family. I paid for college. This is not something where you need to be a multi-billionaire to call and talk. It's actually more fun, more enjoyable for me to help individual investors than it is putting big pension money to work, because you really feel a connection to the individual. So once again, it's 914-358-5588. If you haven't gotten my books, just like I do on this show, rather than pump Magnet Ideas and Magnet Stocks to you, I would prefer to bring on other guests with other points of view. Because the only way you can be successful long-term is if you're involved in a strategy that actually works for you. So I might be more aggressive than you want to be. I frankly love the returns we generate. I don't think we take too much risk. But again, that's me and that's not you. So you have to be in a strategy that works for you. The one strategy that does not work, that will never work, is reading the newspaper and trying to figure out what's going on in the economy and what's going on with the sectors and what stock I'm going to play that day because of the news. Folks, I don't think that works. I think that confuses you. I think it actually is detrimental to you. And I think if you can create a plan and then recalibrate that plan over time, that doesn't mean you just stick with a plan. I mean, and I talk all the time, you may weigh your way home. But if there's a detour sign, folks, on your street, you're going to take that detour sign. You're not going to ram through it just because you think you know your way around. The market's the same way. You need to have an unemotional, disciplined approach where nerves and ego are checked at the door. There is no place for your ego here. There's no place for your emotions and your nervousness and your finger biting. If that's where you are, I'm telling you, you really must use a money manager. You must use a professional with experience. But, folks, I think a lot of people can become better investors. It's also important that even if you're going to use a professional, you have to have a certain level of aptitude to keep them honest, to keep them clear, so you know what their strategy is. And, again, I think there's a lot of great opportunity here. I think that the one thing I know for sure, folks, just you could take this one to the bank. Anything can happen in the future. There has never been, I'll repeat it, there has never been a recession in this country that broke out when a yield curve is steep. If you don't know what that means, call me. It's important. People are always looking over their shoulder right now. You are being given a runway. You need to make hay when the sun is shining. I will tell you, this is one of the best markets I've been involved with in a while, but it's underloved, it's underappreciated, and there are literally trillions in the money market from people who are just scared to get started. So give us a call, 914-358-5588. Give us a call. Let us know what we could do. Can we score your portfolio for you? Can we recommend a couple books for you? Would you like to come and see our office in Westchester in New York City? Let us know what guests you'd like on, what subjects we could cover, because this show is not for me. This is to try to help the individual keep their head straight while the media is trying to drive you crazy. And being driven crazy by the media is no way to make any money. So, folks, it's always a pleasure. I really, really enjoyed our guests today. I think they take a unique approach, also using screens to narrow down what they're looking at, to isolate the best companies. They're doing it different than what I do it, and that's okay. As long as you know what works for you, I think that's the plan. So I want to wish everyone a great weekend. Summer has really, really bloomed here in the northeast here. It's going to be 90 degrees here. There's so many good things going on in Magnet, though. It feels like spring. It feels like renaissance. Let us know how we can help you. I want to thank everybody over at Voice America for making the show go well, the engineering, the professionalism. And remember, folks, you can go back every quarter, every year, see what I was saying, hear what the guests were talking about, hold me accountable, and give us a call. Let us know how to help you. One more time, it's 914-358-5588. Give us a call, and we'll see you right here next week on Voice America's Magnet Investing. Have a great week ahead, folks. See you next week.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.